Let's start with the basics. What is encryption and how does it work?
Well, encryption is essentially hiding the message that you want to send. And the act of taking a document or whatever information and to turn it into something that cannot be read unless you have an agreement between the two on how to do that.
What are some examples of places that we see encryption every day?
You are going to find encryptions on most of your daily life. For example, your banking card. The card has what's called a key that is used to encrypt the message as they communicate with the bank. In every financial transactions, you encrypt, you decrypt, and the bank knows that this is your card. Your telephone, every time you access the network, there is an encrypting device that's called a SIM card. And the SIM card is actually inserted into your phone and doing the encryptions to authenticate who you are.
What is the direction of society that we need new encryption that is hopefully so hard to crack?
The society has been moving to a cyber societies on everything we do. And as a result, we have the power grid, all the medical facilities, everything is now connected. And as you have that move, you have a move of organized hacking, organized institutions that are going to be, you know, replacing the kids in the high school that was playing to crack a password of the bank. Now is replaced by 10,000 people going to work from 9 to 5, targeting for multi-years a prey, a victim.
The federal government wants to develop encryption that is much easier for a computer to process so the codes can be switched within seconds or less. What is NAU's part in this?
What we are trying to do is to use nano component that you have in your electronic as a way to authenticate you without having to put additional burden. The government is funding NAU not to develop the code, but to use the code into combining it with the nanotechnologies and the environment we have.
You use the term nanotechnology. We're talking about components on the scale of a millionth of a centimeter. How small are we talking here for the final version?
The idea will be that the size will be so small that is going to be embedded into your electronic at no additional cost. And we want a security that is not going to be putting any new burden to the users. We want to be able to essentially have that technology to be embedded in your system in a non-intrusive way.
Professor Cambeau, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you.